These challenges, if you overcome them, they give you strength and they show you who you are and what you can or cannot deal with.
You're listening to the world's best business podcast with Stelly Efti and Heaton Shaw, who insisted on having Stelly's name mentioned first, despite him having more Twitter followers. If you're an entrepreneur who wants to get shit done, stop everything else and focus on this podcast for the next 20 minutes. Then go back to work and crush it.
All right, so what do we want to talk about today?
So both of us recently did an interview on the Zen Founder podcast about founders and basically their origin stories. And I think that that would be a great one to talk about because I just listened to yours and I know you listened to mine a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I did listen to yours and it blew my mind. It's interesting. So it was both a profound experience giving that interview, but also listening to mine as well as yours.
Yeah.
So, well, let's first tell people what was that interview all about.
Yeah.
All right.
So let's give some context. So basically, I think our mutual friend at this point, Rob Walling and his wife, Sherry, they do a podcast called Zen Founder. And Rob also runs MicroConf, which is one of our favorite conferences. We've talked about it before. One of mine.
Yep.
I don't know about Stelly yet.
No.
He's only been once, so I don't know.
But it's episode two of the podcast. You can listen
about
that.
We talked about MicroConf. And they wanted to interview entrepreneurs and about basically their childhood, early entrepreneurship, what they kind of went through. And they're essentially just trying to document this and sort of allow other people to like kind of learn from these stories.
Yep.
And I'm sure they'll do a summary and find patterns and stuff like that. So I think there was at least half a dozen, if not more, people that have done these. Mine came out 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Yep.
And yours came out literally like 2 or 3 days ago.
Yeah. The interesting thing about those interviews was that I've given a ton of interviews. You have too.
Yes.
Nobody ever focused as much on my childhood as kind of an origin story, as a way to understand what shaped me as an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
And I've told my entrepreneurial story many times, and my childhood has a little bit to do with it. But I've never zeroed in as much. And there were a few like aha moments I had in that interview. I mean, Cheryl is really good at what she does. She's a psychologist and she's been married to an entrepreneur her whole life. So she has kind of both interesting perspective. Yeah. But there was a lot of interesting stuff, like listening to what shaped somebody in early childhood and how that influenced them to who they are today. And especially in our cases, how that influences to be the entrepreneurs we are today.
Yeah.
So how do we want to do this? I have a few questions for you after listening to your interview. I'm sure you have some too. But also, I think what we want to do is we want to share some of the kind of tidbits we took away from that and share it with the audience, because I think there's a lot of value in self-study and understanding your own origin story and how that influences you today as an entrepreneur.
So basically the reason we're doing this is, one, obviously to promote something we were both on.
Yes,
you know, because we're hustlers like that, apparently.
Of course.
But the other reason is to basically help all of you that are listening potentially think about your origin story and where you came from and how that shapes what you do and why you do it. Because that's essentially what I think I got out of sort of the conversation.
All right, so let's jump right into the essence of it. So for people who need to understand what was the takeaway that you took out of that interview, what was something that surprised yourself learning about yourself while giving that interview?
Yeah, so I've been on this journey of trying to understand myself better by looking at kind of my childhood quite a bit. For me specifically, it was not boring. My childhood, I don't think yours was either, Stelly.
No.
And many people's aren't, especially if they have the desire to start new things for some reason. It's kind of related in a lot of ways. But for me, what I got out of it was it helped me understand some of the automatic judgments and decisions and opinions that I have and where they actually came from.
Can you give me as an example?
So one stupid example, and this is kind of stupid that I didn't even talk about in that interview. So I think it's actually pretty interesting, is that when I was growing up, my mother passed away when I was 8, and I had a lot of and this is actually this was in the interview. Now I remember. I started dating my wife when she was 15, and by the time I was 17, I'd hold her belly and say my baby's going to be in there.
Yeah.
And you know, Sherry really brought to light that like I was looking for somebody to fill that gap in my life of not having a mother from an early age, and so that sort of spun up my desire to basically be kind of abnormal, I would say, or out of the norm, if not abnormal, when it came to childhood and finding a partner and stuff like that. And I think that was really insightful in the sense that I never connected that to my mother passing away, believe it or not. But I'm sure if anyone hears that, they would connect it. But I did it.
This is a really good shit. And I remember you telling that story.
Yeah.
And Cheryl zeroing in on like the, could you imagine this meaning this? And you could literally hear it clicking for you. You going, oh yeah, maybe. Maybe that's what it means. Damn it. For me, so besides us talking a little bit about the interview and kind of things that were interesting to us, I think what we're going to ask you guys is to ask some deeper questions. Maybe take some time to think about your early childhood and how the way you grew up and how it influences who you are today. I think for me, one interesting thing was that I've always known that I had a shitty childhood in some regards, in the sense that kind of a lot of shit happened all at once, like tons of people, like a bunch of people in our family dying, one of them being my father, us being kicked out of our house, the family not speaking to my mom. Just like it seemed for a moment in time, up till the age of 6, it seemed like life was perfect. And then all of a sudden, it seemed like the whole world turned around and was just like fucking with us. And I remember very vividly growing up with the sense of the world is against me. Like I took it personally, like everything is against me. So I knew that I had that kind of as a chip on my shoulder, and that plus my experience in school of teachers telling me I'm not shit and never going to amount to anything, all that accumulated to my desire to prove myself, right? So I knew that that was a big driver and a big part of my ambition. But the thing that was surprising, the thing I learned in that interview with on the Zen Founder podcast and with Sherry, is that so I knew that I had a hard-ish childhood. I mean, there are people that have much harder stories to tell than that. And I knew that my mom was amazing in the sense that she was a constant source of love. But the thing that was pointed out in the interview was that, you know, she interviewed a bunch of founders, you and I, and a bunch of other people. And the one common theme, it seems, is that people had like some challenge in their early childhood and some hard times, but they still had some support system. So they didn't break.
Yeah.
So you know, it seems common for entrepreneurs to having like challenges in their early childhood, but not such huge challenges and kind of zero support, because in that type of environment, you just might break as a human being, right? And that really clicked for me, because I was like, yeah, that's spot on. I did have a lot of challenges, but I did have my mother that was a constant source of unconditional love. So I never felt not loved. Right? Which is like this massive thing as a child. It's like the number one thing you need to kind of function is to know that you're worthy of love. So knowing that maybe having that love plus these challenges, it's the combination of the two that might have turned me into what I am today. And as a father, I have a lot of thoughts about this as well, because I worry about my children having too good of a life, like, which is just stupid. Most people want a perfect life for their children, but I'm like, I want them to struggle a little bit too. I want them to have some challenges, because these challenges, if you overcome them, they give you strength and they show you who you are and what you can or cannot deal with, which the people I know that grew up with like perfect environments, perfect households and everything, I hate to say, but they were not the strongest personalities a lot of the time. And the people that went through some shit are some of the most charismatic and character strong people I know. So I'm like, how can I give that to my children, you know, without messing with them? So anyway, so the challenge plus challenge, but not too much, not challenge to the degree where it breaks you as a human being, that is a combination that makes for great entrepreneurs. That's kind of a big aha and big takeaway that I took out of that interview.
Yeah. I had the same in my father. He was basically a similar unconditional love, regardless, didn't use the word a lot. Yep. We didn't even hug, to be honest, but I knew it was there. And, without him, I don't think a lot of that stuff would have been as easy for me. Yeah. I'd give this at the end, but I'm gonna give it right now. But like, it's so related. Like, I actually ask this in interviews when I interview people for like hiring, is when's the first time in your life that you remember being really stressed out?
Mm.
And generally, this is in my experience. I've asked probably, I'd say, at least 50 to 100 people this. And in my experience, they start with something that's actually not that stressful. So for me, it was my co-founder and I lost $1 million. Right. When in a business, it was our own money, and that felt really stressful when I asked myself that question first. Then I realized actually the time I was most stressed was when my mom passed away when I was 8, but I didn't really realize it. And I didn't cry that day or anything like that, and it was just because I was very well prepped and other reasons of just sort of, there was, my mom basically passed away in her house with surrounded by her family. Everyone else was crying. And my dad wasn't, and I wasn't. So what's the point? We were good.
Yeah.
So I think that I would challenge all of you, if you're considering a startup or considering being in a high-paced environment like a startup, Like, there's generally a challenge that you've had that's been early enough in your life that it shaped the way you think about stress and the way you think about hardship. And one example I'll give for Stelly is like, I make fun of him because he's a sales guy, and you know, sales guys suck. Like, and we've talked about this in one of the interviews. And,
fuck you.
You know, how you like that? Hey, you could say marketers suck too. I'm good. I'll take it. But, you know, and hearing his story made me realize that, well, actually, I wouldn't call Stelly a sales guy anymore. I would say he's basically the closest thing to a hustler, a true hustler that you've ever seen, because, or that you'll see, because he says himself, I thought the world was against me. And that